Blog Talk Radio.
Questions that you might have concerning the lesson.
This is Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today. The title, specific title concerning healing that we are going to address today is how to receive your healing every time. Every time. Because it is God's will for you and I to be healed. It is His will. So many people, I don't know whether it's the will of God or not. I mean, sometimes He heals and sometimes He doesn't. Well, let me announce to you, if you've never heard it, and I will be pointing out scriptures that let you know for a surety, it is God's will to heal. It is God's will to heal. So the first scripture that we want to go to, and let me just pause and say, Jesus Christ took upon His back 39 stripes so that we might live the abundant life. Abundant life is free of sickness and disease. And healing is a part of the salvation package. In fact, that's the first point you want to start at. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let me lead you in that prayer even now before we get started, because that's the starting point. It places you in the family of God, and a part of that package when you receive Jesus is healing. Healing, hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let's get to the starting point. Repeat this prayer. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I turn from my past and I turn to You. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He hung on the cross, He died and was buried, and then He got up on the third day, so that I might have life, I might have it more abundantly. Thank You, Father, for saving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you said that prayer and you meant it in your heart, then you are saved. And the other thing is, the Holy Spirit comes in. He gets rid of that old sin nature, and He places a new spirit on the inside of you. You are a new being, a new creature now. Yes, you're in the same body and have the same mind. We are to renew our minds day by day with the Word of God. But we are new, brand new. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And to receive the power of God is the next step. Yes, the Holy Spirit comes in, but that dunamis power, that we might go out and be a witness for the Lord, fill you with His power, fill you with His Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And if you'd like to receive that power, that you can stand boldly and declare that Jesus is Lord, then ask God, repeat this prayer. Dear God, I'm saved now. I want the power. I want to be filled with overflowing with Your mighty Spirit, that I might be that witness for You. So I believe by faith that I receive the Spirit of God now. Fill me, Father, in Jesus' name with Your mighty Spirit. I believe that I will speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. Now, you pray, use your vocal cords and pray, and not in English, but in other tongues. You won't sound like me, but you will have your own prayer language. You'll have your own prayer language, but allow the Spirit of God to just flow through you. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I always like to start at the starting point, because salvation and the next step being filled with the Spirit of God with evidence of speaking in tongues puts you in the position to be a bold soldier for Jesus Christ. Okay, now, how to receive thing every time. Number one, the first step is believe Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder. Hallelujah. Let's read that scripture. Now faith is the assurance. I'm reading Amplified Bible. The confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Now, notice that it says, now faith is the assurance. So then, you know, healing belongs to you, but you reach in with that arm of faith. It's yours. It's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I apologize. I am reading Hebrews 11:1 first. Let's jump on down and read Hebrews 11:6, because God, you know, it's impossible to please God without faith. And so and you must believe that he is a rewarder. Let's read. This is King James. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, meaning please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's your first step. You got to believe that it is God's will to heal you. And see, how you get that strong belief in your heart and that faith in your heart to receive your healing is to look at the scriptures that show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is God's will. The amplified of that same verse, but without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those that earnestly and diligently seek him. Notice rewarder. Rewarder. See, he is a rewarder. He is not a damner. He is not. God does not put sickness on people. So many people, even preachers, preach that, well, because of something that they did, that God is putting sickness on them. That is an untruth. That is not true. In fact, the enemy, in fact, Jesus told that in John 10:10. He says, the thief is the enemy. The thief is Satan. He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And then Jesus turned around and said, but I, Jesus, am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, then, sickness and disease is not abundant life. It's not abundant life. So then, you know, you have to pull up those scriptures. You have to renew your mind with those scriptures that teach you that God loves you and that God has already provided healing. Jesus says, I'm come. We know that he has already come. He is now seated at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, interceding for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He took 39 stripes upon his. He doesn't want us walking around here with sickness and disease in our body. He doesn't want us walking around here with abnormalities in our body. Hallelujah. We are the healed. And the enemy is going about seeking whom he may devour. See, if he can get you to believe that you are not healed, then he'll take your life. But if you will stand upon God's word, he cannot steal your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look also at Hebrews 11:1. It says, and it's talking about faith in this word now. Now, faith is the assurance. Faith in God's word is the assurance that it is God's will to heal you and that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the word of God that says that you are healed is assurance. The word of God that says you are healed is confirmation. You know, when you pay a bill or when you purchase something online, they give you a confirmation number, meaning that it belongs to you. Well, the scriptures in the Bible that have to do with healing is the confirmation number that you are healed. And so you want to look at the word of God. See, so faith is the assurance, the confirmation. It's the title deed. When you pay for something, a car, you get the title to the car. That's the title deed. When you pay off that car, you get a title deed. It's your car. Your name is on the deed. Well, the word of God is your title deed. The word of God is your number to walk in that healing that belongs to you already, that Jesus already took 39 stripes for you. He already is a part of this salvation package. And so therefore, you have the title deed. It says, the word of God says, actually, in that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. I read that in previous lessons. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says, surely he has borne our grief, our sicknesses and our diseases, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. People thought that God put sickness on him, but he took our sins and our sicknesses. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. And with his stripes, we are healed. That was over 2,000 years ago. If we were then, we are now. We're healed. Jesus didn't take it back. He bore those stripes for our healing. And he accomplished that. When he went to the cross, he died and was buried, and he whooped up on the devil. He got up, and he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. 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 So then we see also Psalms 107:20, which says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. God said that this is letting us know what God did and why he did it. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Anything that Satan would try to bring into your life that is not good, see, if it's not good, it's not God, then you have been delivered. You have been redeemed. You have been set free. Hallelujah. Because God sent his word. Jesus is that word. We know over in John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Amplified says, was God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, we know that that's talking about Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is that word. So then, the first point that we're talking about now is that you have to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder, that he has made provisions for us to walk in healing. And the scriptures that we've shared thus far, you can see that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's finish reading Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title of deeds. Hallelujah. These scriptures that I read before, that lets you know that it's the title deed. It belongs to us. Other things we hope for, being the proof, do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So you see that the word of God is our confirmation number. He sent his word and healed them, talking about us, and delivered us from destruction. Sickness and disease and abnormalities are a destruction. God sent his word and healed and delivered. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Romans 10:9-10 says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that word saved there is sozo, means healed, delivered from all of the destruction. Hallelujah. Saved. Yes, we use this as our scripture for salvation, but that word saved encompasses healing. It encompasses all of the protection that God has given us, health and wealth, and nothing lacking, nothing broken, saved from the works of the enemy. And see, we've taught in times past, you know, sickness and diseases in the earth because of the fall of Adam. And see, when Adam fell, when they ate of that fruit, when they chose to disobey God, then sickness, disease, and the corruption that's in the earth today came in. And every man that was born, put on, was born with a sin nature. And in order to position yourself to be brought back to God, you have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. There is no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Hallelujah. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's over in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. So then, let's read on again. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Christ, and so is justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God. And with the mouth he confesses, declares openly and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. You got to speak out freely your faith. You got to speak out freely your salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Number two, our second step in receiving healing every time, hallelujah, is believe that Jesus has already completed the work. Believe that it's already paid for, it's already done. Let's read 1 Peter 1:3 Amplified. praised, honored, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. By his boundless mercies, we have been born again to an ever-living hope through the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. And then also believing that Jesus has already paid the price healing, we look also, we can look at Romans 6, beginning at, we only have just a few more minutes, beginning at reading verse 6 and 7. It says, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, see, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves to sin. See, when we allow sickness to stay in our body, that's being a slave to sin. It says, verse 7 says, for when a man dies, and when you are born again, your old sin nature dies, and the Holy Spirit bears it, and you, he places a new spirit in you. That new spirit, that new you, when a man dies, so that old spirit is dead, and you got a new one, he is free, he is loose. He is delivered power of sin among men in this life. So if you make Jesus your Lord, you are healed by the stripes. You are healed by the stripes. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are living in newness of life. This is a new life, free of sickness, free of disease. You are loose. You are free. Jesus already won for you. He's already defeated the enemy for you. He's already delivered you from the hand of the enemy. So you need to rise up into this new life. Rise up and walk in your health and healing. It is the will of God. He sent his son. He delivered you from sickness and disease. He delivered you from abnormalities and infirmities and calamities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It belongs to you. You have to believe that healing belongs to you. You have to believe that Jesus took those 39 stripes so that you could walk free of sickness and disease. Hallelujah. So what I want you to do, I want you to find those scriptures that declare God's will to heal you. Psalms 103, 2 through 4 is one scripture. We don't have much time. Psalms 107:20, Exodus 26, Matthew 4:23 and 24, hallelujah. Those are scriptures that you need to meditate on and stay in the word. We love you. We're out of time, and so we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us.